Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agriculture news up next.
At Mueller, we realize customers who choose metal roofing for their home require durability, longevity, and value, like Chris.
I decided on Mueller because when I started asking around, they all said Mueller is by far the best company to deal with. I trusted Mueller because of the reputation that they had, and they surely delivered. It's a dream home. I wanted a good roof on it.
True value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and how a company stands behind their products after the sale. Just ask Glenda.
Mueller helped me to achieve and fulfill the dream that I wanted. It's like a family. We work together. They're interested in your project, and they want to achieve everything that you really wanted in your plans.
At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more assurance, more value from a company in business more than 85 years. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com.
It was mostly a red night across the state of Oklahoma, except for that 5th Congressional District where an upset did occur, Democrats winning that particular seat over Steve Russell. Kendra Horn will be the next congresswoman from the state of Oklahoma going up to Washington, D.C. According to Rod Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, it was a great night for rural Oklahoma and for agriculture. Mozell saying that rural Oklahoma made the difference yesterday in the governor's race. Although Kevin Stitt lost Tulsa County and Oklahoma County, he won statewide by a large 12% margin thanks to very large wins in rural counties across our state. We're excited, he says, about the opportunity to work with the new governor, Kevin Stitt, Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell, and other statewide GOP leaders that were elected yesterday. According to Rod Mozell, these bright, capable new leaders have proven already that they're good listeners and are very interested in rural Oklahoma. We look forward to working with them as they build their leadership teams and staffs that will lead our state into the future. We hope to work with them as they solidify their visions and develop their plan of action for our great state. We believe they'll work to understand the needs of agriculture in rural Oklahoma and work with all of us to grow the state of Oklahoma. Rod Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, other ag groups also very happy to see the defeat of Drew Edmondson and the election of Kevin Stitt as the next governor. In the state legislature, the Republicans maintain a healthy majority in both the House and the Senate. In fact, the Democrats had one of the more embarrassing losses of the evening as their minority leader, Steve Copeland, lost his race in House District 24 to Logan Phillips, a challenger that stepped up, beat the former Oklahoma Farm Bureau president in his House reelection race. Nationally, the implications for agriculture are rather huge, as the House will apparently be taken over by the Democrats. We're seeing something in the range of a 32 to 34 vote pickup. They needed about 23, 24 votes to take control of the House of Representatives. That means it'll be a ranking minority member Mike Conaway now, and the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee apparently will be Colin Peterson. He wins with about a 12,000 vote margin. Conaway easily wins his race with 80% of the vote. Congressman Lucas, by the way, of the House Agriculture Committee wins with 74% of his district and 68% of a positive vote for Congressman Marshall of the Big First District of Kansas. Specifically for the 2018 Farm Bill Conference, the Big Four remain the same, at least for the rest of this year, in the lame duck. The question is, will Congressman Conaway go ahead and allow a watered-down version of SNAP reform to move forward to get a farm bill done and a reality here before the end of 2018? You've got farm news on Ron.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway, and proud to congratulate all the Oklahoma high achievers at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, including the National Champion Livestock Judging and National Championship Ag Issues teams, both from Kingfisher FFA. ITC also congratulates Oklahoma's AgriScience National Champions, Morgan Williams and Abby Wooten of Stillwater FFA, and Cade Beck of Edmond FFA. ITC